Welcome back to Red Barn Radio's production of An Appalachian Christmas, coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in Lexington, Kentucky.
Next in our Appalachian Christmas program, Carly Don and Little Sari. Their music is influenced by such noted artists as Hazel and Alice and the Carter family, as well as local legends like George Gibson and Jesse Wells. Please welcome Carly Don and Little Sari to the Red Barn stage.
Without this song.
Oh.
changed the set list a few times.
Well, we're going to sing one, and I think Linda Jean asked you to sing this one, Carly. This is one that makes us all think about being snug up inside when it's cold and having a nice fire going, keeping the fires warm. It's one of Carly's original songs.
Take it slow when you go. Don't have to rush right out.
Local Honeys are a trio born and raised in central and eastern Kentucky. The group is comprised of Montana Hobbs, Linda Jean Stokely, and Megan Gregory. They are no strangers to the Red Barn Radio stage. Please welcome to an Appalachian Christmas, the Local Honeys.
Introduce our guest, our good friend Megan Gregory, that is so kind to play with us on this wonderful program. She's a good old girl from Alabama.
That's right. I'm an honorary honey
today. The corn tops ripe and the melons are in bloom.
Kentucky home far away.
Montana Hobbs and I are the first female graduates from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Morehead State University. Thank you. And we're so very proud of it. Megan Gregory, the lovely fiddler Megan Gregory, she graduated from the ETSU, the East Tennessee State University program, and now she is a faculty member at Morehead State teaching the fiddle and various instruments. We'd like to play a song that I guess we learned our version. We kind of made a little old-timey, but Ricky Skaggs' version of How Mountain Girls Can Love.
Thank you.
love Kentucky music, and any time we play music, that's primarily what we play. It's beautiful music, and we love to search in the archives at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music and find all these old recordings. And one of our favorites is Cousin Emmy, and she played about 15 instruments, and she played the rubber glove. And so if you don't know what constitutes as an instrument, just look at her. She's one of the most amazing entertainers in the world. She's gone now, but she's one of our favorites. She was sassy and fun and quirky and amazingly talented.
Now I was born in Dixie in the boomer shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. The humming of the drivers was my lullaby, and the freight train whistle taught me how to cry. I got the freight train blues. Lottie, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rim. Shoo-boo-boos. When the whistle blows, I gotta go.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank all of our guests for making the 7th production of an Appalachian Christmas a truly special event. Sam Gleaves, Stephanie Jeter, Tyler Hughes, the Kentucky Sunshine Trio, Carly Don and Little Sari, Ann Shelby and Kate Larkin, and the local Honeys. We also like to thank the children of the Lexington Ballet, Anna, Joseph, and Hannah. We also thank all of the folks who have helped with the production of Red Barn Radio through this and other seasons. Here is the entire company to say goodnight.
Thank you. We're going to leave you with the traditional Appalachian hymn. This is from the singing of Ralph Stanley. and this is called Bright Morning Stars.
Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Day is a breaking in my soul. Oh, where are our dear fathers? Oh,
us at Red Barn Radio, to all of you, we wish you the happiest of holidays and our prayer for peace. Happy holidays!
Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.